The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Oh, that ring of fire. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday, and we are going to fire up your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Grilling World, and welcome back to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Right now, we're going to talk with Jeff Lenhart from the New Salem Corn Maze. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, we want to talk a little bit about the Wurst Fest, which you've had now for 2 years, and we're going to continue on for a third year and make this a tradition. The Grilling Guys were there the first year, and that's when I met you, and we're going to have some fun. So let's kind of issue a challenge. You and I have been brainstorming this for a couple of months, and we've come up with some pretty good ideas, I think. But you have a cannon that shoots pumpkin. How far?
I think we were going close to a quarter of a mile, over 1,200 feet, maybe not quite a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, the cavalry would be proud of you, pal, because that thing is gorgeous, and we don't want to let any of your secrets out. I know how you built it, but we've got a lot of engineering folks. This is a great manufacturing state, and we're on 11 stations right now, so we want to ask all those guys out there with the engineering guts and know-how if they want to pony up and step up to the bar. If you can build a better cannon, or if you think your cannon's better, pumpkin cannon, that is, you can come out, you can contact me or Jeff. You can hit the Grillin' Guys on Facebook. You can go to thegrillinguys.com, or you can go to the New Salem Corn Maze, right?
Right, right. You can email me at info@witchesofnewsalem.com.
Okay, we're going to have so much fun. There's so much to talk about this event that we're doing. It's going to be a Bratwurst Festival. We got microbrews coming out. Kevin Matthews is going to help us out with a bunch of music. You got bands coming. I mean, it's going to be great.
Right. We started this pumpkin junk, and if anybody's interested, they do a major one out in Connecticut, I believe it is, and they call it the Great Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest. And it's like a three-day event, and these guys, just backyard warriors or tool and die guys or whatever, and the designs, if you get on the internet and check that out, they've got giant slingshots, they've got air cannons, they've got catapults. I mean, the sky's the limit what your brain can come up with. And me and Bob, we'll figure it out, right, Bob? Different categories or distance or best design or goofiest cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get some prizes out there. Let's try to start a Michigan chapter of the Great Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun. And this is a mark your date type thing today. This thing's actually in September, on September 29th. We're going to have the Wurst Fest down there. We'll have the Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest. But we figured you guys might need some time to engineer your pumpkin chunker, so we thought we'd bring it on today. But it's the event is actually going to happen September 29th.
That's right. And for all of you engineers out there, and I know Michigan is chock full of the best engineers in the world, you better bring your game.
Too, Bob. I mean, we're going to have a classic car show, a Mexican rodeo. There'll be a beer tent, music, hay rides, pumpkin patch. I mean, it's and the pumpkin contest. So it's going to be a little bit of everything for everybody.
Right. I want to challenge you guys out there, the engineers. You're going up against Big Jeff here. He's built himself a cannon. I'm telling you, this baby can. She could shoot. You could bring down the Taliban with that thing, and then make a Taliban pie or something. But anyway,
that tastes like crap.
Okay, thanks so much, Jeff, and we're going to be talking to you real soon. We're going to have you back, and we want to make sure that everybody knows about this event because the Grilling Guys are going to be there. We're doing our show there, and we're going to judge the bratwurst.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right, pal. That's so much. Jeff Lenhart, met with him last night, and Kevin Matthews. We're putting together quite the scheme here. It's going to be fun.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we'd like to welcome our friends up in Muskegon, Whitehall area, listening on WKLQ and over in Flint, and also on WJIM in Lansing. And we've got a friend from Lansing that we're going to be reaching out to. This guy has a giant big boy toy store. It's called Full Throttle Motorsports. Is he on the line yet? Hey, Remy, you out there?
Yes. Yep, right here.
Hey, Ramey, it's Bob. Good to see you, man. I can't see you. Where are you?
How you doing, Bob?
Tell everybody where Full Throttle is.
We're located just off of I-96, I'm on the west side of Lansing.
Yeah, you're on the Lansing Road exit.
Yep, right off of Lansing Road. We've actually got several highways that come right in. 69, 496, 127, 96 are all pretty close to us.
Okay, this guy we're talking to right now, if you're out there and you're thinking, man, I'd like to have a big, bad Victory motorcycle, I'd like a Polaris Ranger or a quad. He's got Yamaha, Suzuki, everything. This is the coolest big boy toy store I've ever seen. It's like the biggest Polaris dealership this side of the Mississippi. And what I really wanted to pick your brain about right now, other than bragging your store up, because I'm still having dreams about those Victories. But what I really want to know is, if I'm pulling my quad, my Wave Runner, anything out in the spring, what do I do to get that thing ready for the summer?
Predominantly right now, biggest problem is fresh gas. With most watercraft, you want fresh spark plugs in there. Beginning of the year, gas is the main issue we see. Obviously, a battery, if it's been sitting all winter and it's been put on a battery tender or a trickle charger, you might need a battery. But the two most important things are going to be fresh gas and fresh spark plugs.
Yeah, you don't just want to pull that thing out, hop on it, whatever it is. Might be your Victory, might be your quad, might be your Wave Runner, any number of things. You know, give it a little TLC is what you're saying before you just fire it up and run it around a yard, right?
Absolutely. You know, an oil change, some plugs. Gas is a big issue right now. There's a lot of cheap gas out there and a lot of additives being put into gas to stretch it, and that can do damage to the fuel pumps and fuel injection systems.
Where do you find cheap gas?
There's a lot of there's a few gas stations that I prefer. Shell gas.
I think Bob's going to go on a little rant later on that, but we'll save that for the next hour.
So, Ramey, how long have you been in the motorsports business?
Oh gosh, about 18 years.
And how long's Full Throttle been there?
Full Throttle's been here about 17 years.
Okay.
We used to be at a different location. We moved over to this building about 7 years ago. We used to be a few exits down on South Pennsylvania and Lansing, but the business itself's been here about 17 years.
Okay, and how many square foot is that showroom?
Oh, gosh. You caught me on that one.
10,000, 15,000?
The building itself covers about 4 acres.
It's like a city. When you walk in there, you feel like you're downtown somewhere because they got all these marketplaces set up and everything, and it's. I'd recommend you go to fullthrottle.com. Or fullthrottlemotorsports.com, I believe, is your website, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And
you got a parts department, you got service, you got new, you've got used. Guys, if you're at all in the big boy toy sports, which we all are, this is a place you got to go because it's not only the new equipment, they've got advice, they've got a service department. There's a ton going on at this place.
Absolutely, Jop. And here's the cool thing. They're right smack dab in the center of the state. No matter where you're listening to us, if you're in Flint, if you're in Muskegon, if you're Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, this place is only an hour away. And I guarantee you, I'll buy you a beer if you don't like the place.
Right.
All right.
We get business from all over the place, not just all over the state of Michigan, but from out of state as well. And we strive to make it worth people's while to make the drive here.
Well, that's very cool. And David Burgess, your boss, we're coming up with some pretty cool activities that we're going to probably do with you guys. And it's going to be fun because, honestly, I mean, I'll do a show just to ride a Victory once.
Yeah.
Thanks absolutely. So much, Ramey. Hey, we got to cut her short, and we appreciate you taking a minute with us.
Thank you for your time, Bob. We appreciate it.
All right, bud.
All right, that was Ramey from Full Throttle Model Sports. Coming up next, motorsports. Coming up next, we've got Mike Miller from Select Outdoor Kitchens. You're going to want to check this place out. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.